Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody today. We have a few visitors with us. We're very glad to have you. We consider it an honor to have you come here and worship God with us. I want to thank everybody for their prayers and the food and so forth last week. Last week, I thought you were going to have to plan a funeral service. I was sick as a dog. I hadn't been that sick in a long, long time. But I appreciate Preston filling in for class at last minute notice, and Dick, of course. You know, I gave you a little bit more notice this time than last time. But you know, it's a testament to the men of this congregation that at the last minute that they can be called upon. And with no fuss, no muss, and to deliver sound gospel messages and classes and so forth, I greatly appreciate it. And I greatly appreciate the congregation for that kind of a congregation to be with. Have a couple of announcements and prayer requests before we get started. Many of you remember Trisha Anderson. She used to worship with us here, and she moved back to Tennessee. She was in the path of that tornado that struck Tennessee last night. She texted Stacy that her hometown Greenbrier was hit by the tornado. All of her family were safe, but some of her family members' work were destroyed in the tornado, and it just devastated the city. And so we'll keep her and her family in our prayers. Want to request thank you for the prayers for her and Dakota recently. Dakota was sick, and we kept them in our prayers, and they offer up thanks. We need to remember Amber requests prayers for Gus. He is homesick today. And I've been hearing a lot of us kind of sputtering and spewing and coughing and so forth. So it's going around, and we'll keep Gus in our prayers. Also, request for June. He has been suffering from gout all week and has been able to walk or even drive, and that's part of his job. He hasn't been able to work with that, so we'll keep June in our prayers. And then we have a thanks and to God be the glory prayer. Thanks to God for all the glory in His name, coming to honor God the Father today with Christian brothers and sisters. That's a heartfelt prayer for all of us, that we can come together. The Hebrew writer said, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. And we get, not only do we come together and worship God together, but we get so much edification ourselves from coming together and worshiping God together as a body. Celia and Van are planning an evening of Christmas carols a week from tomorrow, December 18th at 6 o'clock. Anybody that would like to participate, meet here at the building, and then we will follow them over to their neighborhood and sing Christmas carols for a while, and then meet at their house for coffee, hot chocolate, and snacks. That sounds good. And Celia would need a head count, so if you could either let Celia or Carolyn know if you plan on attending that. That's a week from tomorrow at 6 o'clock on December 18th. So sounds like a fun evening. Let's go ahead and get into our lesson. It's titled Submission. You know, submission is something that a lot of people have trouble with. They see it as something weak, and it's far from it. Submission, we do it all the time. We have to submit to rules at work. We have to submit to speed limit rules. Whenever we sit down and play a game or watch a game on television, there are rules that people have to follow. And people abide by them. They are submitting to them. We submit, or we're supposed to submit, to the laws of our land. And that's where the police come in when people don't. So we live in a world where submission is all around us. It is at the heart of being a Christian. A lot of times we as Americans, we don't submit to anybody. Well, we got to submit to God. We have to. Submission, if we don't submit, we never become a Christian because we try to do it our way, and that doesn't work. We have to submit to God's authority. Jesus obviously is our prime example of submission. His power, his authority, everything he did was in submission to God. When he was a child, if you remember, he was separated 3 days from his parents, and his parents were going nuts, trying to find. I couldn't imagine being losing your child, and you're looking for him all over the place. And in Luke 2, starting in verse 46, it says, "Now so that after 3 days they found him sitting in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, 'Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously.' And he said to them, 'Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?'"
Amen.
"Even as a child, even as a young man, Jesus had his heart set on submitting to God's will. And sometimes we resist that. But we see in Jesus that example of submission. In John 14, in verse 31, it says, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here." Jesus is explaining to his apostles that the commandments that the Father gives me, I will do. And in doing so, that example, others can see through my actions that I am obedient, that I am submissive, and I will yield to my Father. What a great example there. In John, just the next chapter, John 15, verse 10, he's telling his apostles, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love."
Amen.
Jesus never asked or required anything of us, of them, that he wasn't willing to do and did do himself. Never did we see in Jesus a "do as I say, not as I do" attitude. And we were talking in Bible class this morning, I think it was Preston that brought it up, about a lot of times we can be right in our doctrine, but our delivery can come across wrong. And Jesus never did. The greatest teacher that ever lived, He demonstrated his love by being obedient and by being obedient to the Father, regardless of the cost or the consequences. In one of his prayers, he says in John 17, I have glorified you on earth, on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. What satisfaction that must be. To be able to have had an objective and to have completed it. I know with me personally, there's a great deal of frustration that comes along with having something to do and not being able to finish it. Mm-hmm. Not getting something done. You know, that just frustrates me to all get out. But Jesus could honestly pour his heart out to his Father and says, while on earth, I've glorified you and I have finished the things that you've given me to do. I tried my best, God. I got most of it done. I finished the job. And in the account in Matthew when he's praying in the garden, verse 39, it says, he went a little further and fell on his face. This is shortly before being arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane and then his mock trial and so forth. But he went a little further, fell on his face and prayed saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. That's submission. So many times, I don't know about you, do you ever catch yourself in prayer trying to submit your will onto God instead of yielding yourself to God's will? We see Jesus yielding to God. It says again, a second time he went away and prayed saying, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. As Christians, we submit to God's word. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, we see Paul saying how all scripture is inspired by God and gives us everything we need to be equipped to do, to be able to do his will. Well, he's not sending us out into the world unequipped through his word. In Romans 6, Paul says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He says, certainly not. How shall we who died to sin? We died to sin. We died to ourselves. That's what dying to sin is. We're dying to ourselves. Live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Elders give us a good example of submission. You know, a lot of times we people sometimes think of elders or leaders or bosses as they're the boss, they're the leaders. Elders are the biggest examples of submission in a congregation. Everything they do is for the congregation, is for God. We look at they're the walking, living embodiment of what submission is or should be. Men, we have to be submissive. You know, us big macho men sometimes have a problem with this idea of submission. We have to be submissive. It is everything against what society teaches. Society teaches that you've got to be this, you know, superhero Chuck Norris don't bow to anybody. Is Chuck Norris out of date? I don't think Chuck Norris will ever be out of date. But it teaches, the world teaches, the idea of submission is weakness. Submission is strength. And that's sometimes hard to remember, but it is strength. Men, we are told by Paul in Ephesians, starting in verse 25 of chapter 5, in verse 25 it says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." Christ gave everything he had for the church. He gave his life. Submission is not bad. Men, yes, we are the head of the household. We come last. The family comes first. God and the family comes first. We're down, way down the list. It's not that we're the big bosses. No. Love your wives just as Christ also loved the church. And in verse 28 says, "So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church." That's how we ought to love our wives and love our families. In Ephesians 6:4, Paul says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. Submit yourself to give everything you can to raise your children properly. You come last. They come first." Women. Our scripture reading dealt with the women today. From a world perspective, it's everything against the feminist agenda. Women can do everything man can do. I am woman, hear me roar. Being feminine is not feminism. There's nothing wrong with being feminine. Nothing wrong with submitting as a woman. Colossians 3:18 says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord." As is fitting in the Lord. To be able to submit. That's real strength right there. You're not only doing that for the Lord, you're teaching. By doing that, you're teaching your sons the type of woman to look for in a wife. You're teaching those daughters how to be a proper wife themselves. This was our scripture reading. "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything." It's not, there's nothing wrong with being in subjection. We as Christians have to. We, the church, are subject to Christ and yield to what Christ's words are. Even children. Kids, listen to this, because a lot of times the world, when you're submissive, a lot of times people may try to take advantage of you. They see that as weakness. It's not weakness. Yielding and giving in is not weakness. It's real strength, and it's what Jesus would want you to do. Colossians 3:20 says, "Children, obey your parents in all things. For this is well-pleasing to the Lord. You want to be pleasing to Jesus? Be good children. Obey your mom and dad. If you can't obey your mom and dad, how are you going to obey Jesus? Ephesians 6, 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. It's a whole nother lesson here, but it doesn't give a up to age certain XYZ. Children, obey your parents and honor your father and mother even when you are an adult. Even when they are old and gray, they're still your parents. What greater honor could it be when you are respectful of your mother and father even when they're older? Even when you have a family of your own, to honor them. Submission. A lot of times the world thinks of it as something negative. It's not a four-letter word. It's not something to, We sometimes, as Americans, we confuse that idea of submissiveness with weakness, and it's far from it. Jesus was submissive to his Father and the greatest teacher and example we can have. The lesson is yours. If you need to respond to the invitation through baptism, through repentance, through prayers, whatever your need, please come forward while Daryl leads us in the invitation song, and we'll address your needs.